Assessment 1, pages 23 to 24. Task 1. You are listening to a guest speaker at your school who is giving a talk about looking after your teeth. Listen to the talk and answer the questions below. The talk will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and answer all of the questions the second time. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. The listening will begin now.
Okay, everyone. Settle down, please. Thanks. This is Dr. Woods, who is a dentist. He's here today to talk to you about your teeth and why you need to look after them.
Thank you, Mrs. Lang. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Woods, and I've been earning my keep as a dentist for more than 20 years. I haven't always been working in the same clinic, but that's a pretty long time to be doing the same job. So I know a thing or two about teeth. Now, who has been to the dentist recently? A few of you, okay, good. The question isn't when you last went, though. It's how often you go. What is that? Every month? No. That's a waste of money. Every year? Once a year is too long between visits, if you ask me. I think twice a year is a good number of times for dental checkups. If you go two times each year, your dentist can catch any problems before they get too serious. Dental hygiene is very important. And that's not just because healthy teeth look better. Dodgy teeth can lead to other health problems, like gum disease. There's a whole load of things that can go wrong if you don't look after your choppers. I've also noticed that people with good teeth tend to be more sure of themselves. People, especially teens, can be really insecure about how they look. Having good, healthy teeth can really help people feel better about themselves. However, don't think that your teeth need to be straight and white to be healthy. People can pay a fortune to get their teeth looking better, but they can still be full of holes. What a big waste of money! The best thing to do is to keep your teeth clean. It doesn't matter if they're crooked and yellow. Keep them clean and they're more likely to be healthy. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is dental floss. You know, those thin pieces of thread that clean between your teeth. Most people don't floss as often as they should. And some people floss far too often. Dental floss gets rid of bacteria that your toothbrush can't get to. I recommend flossing after breakfast and after dinner every day. You don't need to floss after every meal, but make sure you do it at least two times a day. Of course, you should be brushing your teeth at least twice a day as well. Now, when you brush, you don't want to damage your teeth and gums. Brush thoroughly, but don't get carried away. Using a soft brush or brushing with warm water can help, but you'll wreck your teeth if you scrub at them too vigorously. Okay, let's take some questions now. Does anyone have any questions for me? Now listen to the talk again.
Okay, everyone. Settle down, please. Thanks. This is Dr. Woods, who is a dentist. He's here today to talk to you about your teeth and why you need to look after them.
Thank you, Mrs. Lang. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Woods, and I've been earning my keep as a dentist for more than 20 years. I haven't always been working in the same clinic, but that's a pretty long time to be doing the same job. So I know a thing or two about teeth. Now, who has been to the dentist recently? A few of you. Okay, good. The question isn't when you last went, though. It's how often you go. What is that? Every month? No, that's a waste of money. Every year? Once a year is too long between visits, if you ask me. I think twice a year is a good number of times for dental checkups. If you go two times each year, your dentist can catch any problems before they get too serious. Dental hygiene is very important, and that's not just because healthy teeth look better. Dodgy teeth can lead to other health problems, like gum disease. There's a whole load of things that can go wrong if you don't look after your choppers. I've also noticed that people with good teeth tend to be more sure of themselves. People, especially teens, can be really insecure about how they look. Having good, healthy teeth can really help people feel better about themselves. However, don't think that your teeth need to be straight and white to be healthy. People can pay a fortune to get their teeth looking better, but they can still be full of holes. What a big waste of money! The best thing to do is to keep your teeth clean. It doesn't matter if they're crooked and yellow. Keep them clean, and they're more likely to be healthy. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is dental floss. You know, those thin pieces of thread that clean between your teeth. Most people don't floss as often as they should, and some people floss far too often. Dental floss gets rid of bacteria that your toothbrush can't get to. I recommend flossing after breakfast and after dinner every day. You don't need to floss after every meal, but make sure you do it at least two times a day. Of course, you should be brushing your teeth at least twice a day as well. Now, when you brush, you don't want to damage your teeth and gums. Brush thoroughly, but don't get carried away. Using a soft brush or brushing with warm water can help, but you'll wreck your teeth if you scrub at them too vigorously. Okay, let's take some questions now. Does anyone have any questions for me? You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of task 1.